And today we're going to have a look at the exorcistic power of Padre Pio's blessing. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we take a glimpse into the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, he was a mystic, he was a miracle worker. We offer you a series of short stories. Do stay tuned to find out what Padre Pio's intercession can do for you or for someone you love. And if you're new to our channel, then do like our video, share the videos with your friends and colleagues, and subscribe to the channel. Now, there are many photos of Padre Pio that show him blessing either people or sacred objects, cars, things like that. And among all of these blessings, there is one of a blessing that Padre Pio gave to a girl who was possessed, and it provoked a violent reaction in the girl and also diabolical vengeance that followed. So that's what our story is about. Now, a Padre Placido had already tried to exorcise this particular girl with some frightening reactions. And so he decided, rather let's entrust this case to Padre Pio for him to deal with. So the girl, the possessed girl, was taken to San Giovanni Rotondo, to Padre Pio's monastery, and when she saw Padre Pio once again, she reacted violently. All sorts of profanities and blasphemies just spewed forth. However, at this particular time, the saint was exhausted. He had had a long day, he was tired, and so he limited himself to just giving her his blessing, for he did not have the strength to do anything else. Well, that night, the devil, because he was now annoyed, he took revenge on the blessing. And he attacked Padre Pio and threw him to the ground so that his face landed in the ground. And Padre Pio survived, but his face was pretty swollen thereafter. And also he had black eyes. The following day, Padre Pio was now unable to go and celebrate Mass. And strangely enough, even before the superior of the monastery had made the announcement, the devil had let everyone know by shouting through her mouth that the old man hasn't come to Mass because he is too out of color. So the devil was kind of boasting at his achievement from the night before. After this, a group of friars tried to free the girl again with other common exorcistic prayers. But the demon just mocked them for trying to expel him on a full stomach, he said. So they'd been eating and drinking instead of praying and doing penance. And it kind of comes from what our Lord said. This kind of demon can go out but by nothing but by prayer and by fasting. So they hadn't done their prayer and fasting, and the demon just laughed at them. When the saint heard about this new outburst and what had happened, he decided that he was going to offer some special prayers and modifications for the girl's release. And thereafter, he went down to say Mass. And as soon as the possessed woman, this possessed girl, saw Padre Pio coming down to celebrate Mass, she let out a terrible scream, a horrific scream, and fell to the ground, absolutely stunned, comatose. But she had been freed, and thereafter she attended the Mass, the Eucharistic celebration, in a state of peace. So she had been liberated just by that. And so it was only the blessing and the presence of the saint, those two things, that had delivered the soul from this position where everyone else had failed. And no doubt the blessings of Saint Padre Pio also obtained countless benefits for his spiritual children who were really willing to receive the blessing from him. The saint would make the final blessings, of course, at Mass, but he would also bless large groups, large crowds that gathered outside the window, under his window, and he would also sprinkle holy water on sacred objects, rosaries or religious medals, things like that. Saint Thomas Aquinas tells us, or he affirms, that a benediction implies the giving of a multiplicity of gifts. He says it is a sacramental that confers grace according to, and this is important, two things: the disposition of the one who gives the blessing as well as the one who receives the blessing. So our dispositions need to be right and correct. In a revelation to Therese Neumann, in her case, she was a German mystic, her case is now up for beatification, Jesus explained to her the power of a blessing. And our Lord said, "When a priest blesses, I bless. My sacred blessings," he said, "contain all the help that humanity needs. And by means of it, you will receive the strength and the desire to seek good, to escape from evil, and to enjoy the protection I give against the powers of darkness." Therefore, our Lord said, never receive the blessing distractedly, but receive it with all of your intention. And he said, it pains me to know that the blessings of the church are so little appreciated and so rarely received. And then he told her, my blessing, with its unlimited power, comes from the infinite love of my sacred heart. The greater the zeal with which a blessing is given and received, those two things, given and received on both sides, the greater will be its effectiveness. And so let us commit our hearts to more frequently asking and receiving a blessing from the priests. And to seek a blessing is really a privilege, of course, and to ask it, and so we must ask it in faith and with attention. And so, in line with the school of Jesus and Padre Pio, we ask Saint Pio to bless us from heaven where he is now. And we'd like to encourage you, do enroll your Mass pre-intentions. We have Mass celebrated every Friday. We bring your intentions to the Mass. We also bring Padre Pio's intentions for all of us to the Mass. Please do enroll your intentions. There's a little video clip on the end screen where you can do that. Or you can go to the video description below and click the link to enroll your Mass pre-intentions.
In nome del Padre, del Figliolo e dello Spirito Santo, e così sia. Si lodato Gesù e Maria, oggi e sempre.